Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, y'all. Happy Twisted Tuesdays. It's your girl, L.A. Drina, in the building. I got a special guest that's going live with L.A. Drina today. My boy, Rico, right up in the building, Rico 310, whatever you want to call him. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be discussing his new album, as y'all probably been hearing all out there, because he done already leaked a hot single featuring Marley B called Touch. You know what I'm saying? That thing is super, super fire. We got the video that's coming up, directed by my brother, War God. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what it is. It's going down. Man, I'm so excited to be presenting this to y'all today. We also going to get into an unreleased song by Rico. You know, this is going to be a bang out world premiere today on the show. Nobody heard this track out there in the streets yet, nowhere. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be presenting this track with one of my favorite R&B entertainers in the industry, none other than my boy Rico. You know what I'm saying? So, we're about to go live with my boy Rico right now. Say hello. 1724, you're live on
Bengal
Radio.
What it do with? It's your boy Rico, man. What's good with it?
Man, I mean, I'm so happy to have you on the show. You just don't know how good this makes me feel to be having you on my show. I don't know why, because maybe because of the fact that I've been knowing you a long time, and I've watched you do your thing before me, and I've been watching you during me. And after me, you're doing it, man, and I'm so proud of you. I just want to start this show off by saying that, you know, because you're giving this industry something they've been waiting for a long time, and the R&B that's out right now is not really genuine, you know, but we see pure 100% talent in all different angles coming from you. So if you can, just give everybody an introduction to who you are.
Well, so everybody out there know, but you know, since I go by Rico, R-I-K-O, I do have a side of me that's Rico 310, that's the rapper. But basically what I am is a singer, rapper, songwriter, producer, and a recording engineer. I do graphic design and I do video editing, but my main touch in music is singing. That's what I love to do. I love producing tracks and singing. But, yeah, that's just basically it. I stay in the studio. I live in the studio. I live in the studio.
So tell us, what inspired you to enter into the music scene the way you did, and what inspired you to become a producer and engineer? And let us know your background with that.
Well, basically, I mean, I started off singing when I was a lot younger, but it didn't develop until I got older, around 14, 15. And I was in the studio with, I don't know if a lot of people remember that group back in the days, All For One. I was in the studio them and my brother. And my brother was writing a song for them for their I Swear album. And I was just watching how all of them interacted in the studio. And I was just like, the girls in the studio was going crazy. So I was like, I guess this is what I need to be doing right here. So as I was coming up, I'm like, hey, I gotta find a voice for me. And it just so happened to be somewhat what R. Kelly voice sounds like. That's what I would say.
So would you say that R. Kelly inspires a lot of your style, or who's your inspirations behind your style as a whole?
I would say R. Kelly, because, I mean, my sister taught me how to sing, but R. Kelly taught me everything I need to know about the business, the background runs, the tracks. I just watched him. That's who I took a few artists, and I watched him, watched how they did it, and then I just imitated what they did.
Right.
That's it.
So,
and I love them same artists to this day, you know, and I keep it like that.
Right. So who are you heavily intertwined with in your career that you kind of absorb their energy off of, like as far as in the R&B scene? Who is the artist that you absorb the energy from besides R. Kelly?
Well, to be honest, I don't listen to the radio, and I don't watch, like, 106 and Park. I try to make music just off my feeling, off my how my soul feel. And then it just so happened to be, and sometimes it's in today's era or sometimes it's before today's era. So it's just me being in the studio, and it's like, this is the sound I hear. I'm not really big on making samples, and I try to come just from my heart, what I hear with my fingers when I'm on the keyboard or what I hear with my fingers when I'm on the drums. But I really don't really look at no one. I just do me. I go in there, and I'll say, okay, I'm trying to do an R. Kelly song, or I say I'm trying to do a Dream song, or I'm trying to do a Joe song, or I'm trying to do a Boyz II Men. I'll pick someone out of the air and just say, I'm going to write something like that, and then I'll start producing a track like that.
Okay. But you always stay within what's going on. You always stay relevant to what's going on in this present time with your music, and I can truly say that that's pretty original and genuine about you. You know, you may have a lot of inspiration from R. Kelly and, you know, different R&B acts before your time, but I can truly say that you actually feed off of what's happening in society and reality right now. So when it comes down to the hip-hop side of Rico, where is this coming from?
I mean, when I started doing music, I like rapping. I'll take you guys back to All For One again. When All For One dropped the I Swear album, I was the rapper that was on that album. They had a song called Skills. And on the Skills song, there was a rapper. That rapper was me when I was 14. And
what?
No one ever knew that. But I was a rapper on Skills to sing that. Little Bitty Parker, baby, don't you want to know? She's got skills. I was the rapper to that song.
I never knew that. Look, all this time, I never knew that. Wow.
It's a big fat
man,
booty butt,
look,
butt breaker. Win the contest for the biggest rum shaker, shaker to the west.
You know,
and you shake it, shake it, shake it.
Rico, you know, I was busy doing the Running Man and the Troop off of that back then. So, you know, and the house.
Yeah, man.
And the Kid and Play.
Yeah, that's how actually I was the rapper on that song.
That's what,
and then
Rico.
I made a song with the company called Blitz Records, which was All For One's and them company. I made a song off of their, right after their album, I made a single, but it just never got dropped. And I was going to be coming out as a rapper. But then my family started telling me the singing was better, so I just went into the singing, and the rapping just developed itself too, and that was just here. And I just want people to know the rapper is just the fun part of me. I just like to go in the studio and be like, I want to show I can do it all.
That's right. And you do. You show that you're a well-rounded person. I've seen you do collaborations with various different artists, and everything that you touch turns into gold. And I'm just not, you know, trying to gas you up, but it's true. Every track that you touch turns into gold. So I want to, you know, get a chance to let some of the callers, you know, get a chance to react to Mr. Rico. We got a full switchboard right here, you know. So we'll go to caller 2099. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Caller 5082, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's the deal?
They don't want to say nothing.
It's all good. When you press 1, that means you want to go live on air. 50, 82, 62. I apologize, 62. Okay. What's good? Okay, caller 2099, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good with it, 2099, you're live on Bang Out Radio?
They might be nervous.
It's all good. What's good, 2099?
They might want to say something, but they're nervous.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's good?
Nah, I've been hearing about that new song, Tango May, so let's go ahead and play. I've been waiting to hear it.
Okay, that's what's up with it. We're about to get into some Rico music right here on Bang Out Radio, so y'all can see what I'm talking about. I mean, I try to, you know, lift everybody up, but this guy don't need me. Definitely he don't. He's doing his thing, and he's very inspirational. If you are artists out there listening to this show, if you haven't worked with Rico yet, you sleeping. You need to get a track with Rico. Shut it off track. I hear Bang Out Radio. World premiere. And guess what? I ain't going to do that drop. It's going down.
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? See you looking at a nigga. Up in Winkos with your nigga, huh? I mean, it's okay. Go ahead and wink at a nigga. As long as he don't find out. I've seen you at the club.
Shawty from the club, what's up? Tell me, girl, how it's been. I know you gotta do, so what? I ain't tryna be his friend. Yeah, you got ass, and I like it. Big rounds. Girl, let me bite it on me. Let me see the lips in this. It's a lot I can do with them lips. Shawty got swag.
Can you let us know about this track? What inspired this track? And let us know how y'all end up getting down on this one.
I mean, basically, I was just in the studio one day, and I was like, if I had a chance to talk with Dream and he came in the studio with me and we did a song, what would that song sound like? So I just grabbed a keyboard and started playing. And that's what it came out with. And then I thought about it. A lot of cats is showing Shawty's love, but they not showing it where they saying, everybody got swag, but ain't nobody saying she got swag. And she got a pocket full of chippers. Everybody's saying, I got a pocket full of chippers and I got swag. Why you can't say she got swag with a pocket full of chippers? And that's how it came about. Shawty got swag and she got a pocket full of chippers. It's like a girl you see at the club, and then you bump into her at the store with her dude, and when you see her, y'all both give a wink to each other. Like, we know each other. And you got swag, and I got swag, but we gonna act like we don't know each other. Just for the sake of me in this store, I'm with my girl and you with your dude. So for the sake of that, we gonna act like we don't even know each other, but we gonna swag this out.
Okay, that's the real deal right there. You know, I want to know. So what's the name of your album? What's the name of your album?
Well, right now me and my management team, we got two names of albums. It's supposed to be Relationship 310, Relationship Therapy 310, or it's going to be Signs of a Breakup. So we're in between both right now. We'll know within the next week, so we'll let everybody know what's going on. But it's between those two names. Maybe I'll post it up and get some people on Facebook or Twitter to tell me which one sounds better. So the names are, you know what I'm saying, Relationship Therapy 310 or Signs of a Breakup.
Hmm.
So, you know, basically the album just, it's about a bunch of relationship. It tells you how a guy can start off in love, then fall out of love, but want to fall back in love.
That's right. So what can the basically the fans of Teresa look forward to on your album?
Say it again.
Okay, what can the fans look forward to when they get a chance to cop your album? What are they going to be, you know, able to expect from this album?
Basically, what they're going to expect is if they ever been in a relationship with somebody and it's falling apart, I'm going to be able to be that string to tie them two back together. Because on this
album, it's
full of love. It's full of music that'll make you feel like the 90s music again. I feel like we're not getting the love in the music or the feeling that makes you feel good in music no more. When I listen to Jodeci or Boyz II Men or Joe, I feel what they're telling me. So with this album, it's designed to bring a relationship back together. I got dancing music on there. If you want to step with your woman late at night, light some candles, you know what I'm saying, smoke some incense out, and you want to dance with her, it's a song on this album that you can do that with. If you want to just get nasty and freaky with your girl in the tub with some Jell-O and some sand or something, whatever you want to do, there's a song for that. Or if you want to sit back and reminisce about what your love used to be, there's a song on it for that.
That's right. Will people make babies off this album?
Oh, my God. Alex Raina, you don't know how many people have left messages on my Facebook, on my Twitter, or called me and said, I'm making a baby to your song. And I'm like, what?
Everybody who I talk to out there that heard your music is telling me that, you know what, your boy Rico, you know, we not going to be listening to too much of his songs right now, because if we keep listening to it, we're going to have child number two or child number three rolling around here. You know what I'm saying? Listening to that Rico, you feel me? And we also
That's what somebody told me.
Like this, you know?
Somebody
so,
called
I
me
mean,
and told me the same thing.
Yeah, so I'm like, your music is not a good form of birth control. But that's what's good, you know what I'm saying? We need to be in love. We have so much hate going on in the world and so much animosity and negativity all the time. It's always good to have a balance in our life, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that being said, it is time for R&B to bring it back to the basics of how to make good music, how to compose good songs, how to, you know, put energy and effort into making good music. I mean, I'm a big fan of R&B, and I love to hear artists pour their heart out and their soul into their music, you know. And I feel like when you present us with music, every single track that you present us with, you can tell that you put your heart and soul into each and every one of your projects that you touch. And even I noticed that the collabs that you do with other people, you put just as much love into their tracks as you do your own. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
I want to, you know, give you a big salute, you know what I'm saying, for that, because everything that I hear coming from you is all gravy. You know what I'm saying? Our Switch boys are ringing off the hook right now. We got caller 404 in the building. What's good?
What it do for L.A. Dreams? It's your boy, Mr. Pierce. You already know. Hey, what it do for Rico? Hey, man, that swag official, boy. You know what I'm saying? hey, all the way from the ATL, homeboy. That's some swag. That shit right there, boy. Hey.
Man, I try to make it, your thing come out right. You know, Mr. Fields, I try to make it come out right. Man, I try to stay on myself.
I love you, man. Yeah, that shit fire, man. Straight up, man. Hey, you got a nigga. I really don't get speechless over niggas singing and, you know what I'm saying, listening to that, you know, song, but damn, homeboy.
Man, this is amazing.
Damn.
You know what?
I try to make music so everybody can feel it, man.
Hey.
I know that if y'all two get together, it's going to be something hot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like this. When I get a chance to, you know, interview somebody who I respect so much in this music business, it just makes me real sensitive. And I look at it.
Don't cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. But, no, I should say, you
don't
know,
cry,
it's a celebration for, you know, talent. And then I know we have a lot of listeners listening in to the show off from the Antelope Valley, and they know you, Rico, and they know that you do your thing all the time. And they've been watching you grow and keep on making good music all the time. So it is more of a celebration for you because, nigga, we saying sayonara to you in a little while because you're going to the top, man.
Wow.
You are.
Wow.
We're gonna see you when you get there. We're gonna see you when you get there. You know, and
yeah.
We're all on our way. So I give you that, you know, genuinely, you know, and I know they do too. All your peeps and everybody that you have business relationships with that's been watching you through your career for 10-15 years. I see you out there, K-Waz. I see you out there, Dopey. I see you out there, you know what I'm saying, Marley B doing a damn thing.
Marley
I Bay. See you out there, you know what I'm saying. I see y'all. I see all of y'all. MKD, I see all of y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? And all of y'all know what's up. You know what I'm saying? And just like good people attract good people, it's going to go around in rotation with it. You know, that's why we want you to know we supporting everything that you got going. I've never got a chance to really interview you on Vanguard Radio, you know, but at the same time, I just want to commend you for everything that you're doing. Now,
thank you very much.
I'm going to hit them with some fire from my boy, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing, you know, followed by, you know, Marley B is going to come in a little while and talk about her collaboration with Rico. You know what I'm saying? And that's a hot joint. That's a joint.
Man.
All you people, that's a childbearing
age. Yeah, I had fun doing that. I had fun doing that with Molly B.
Y'all got to stay away from that track. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller right here. We're going to take you 50, 62, and then we're about to hit y'all with a new track from Rico.
What's good?
50, 62, you're live.
It's your boy, Split. I'm gonna get a shot at LA Dream. What's good? Hello?
What it do?
What's good? Hello?
Don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? What's good with it? You heard that new joint already?
Yeah, I heard that new joint. Spider.
Okay, well, I want you to tell everybody where you call it from. Where you call
North
it from,
Carolina.
Okay, tell
North
everybody
Carolina.
In North Carolina, you got to, you know what I'm saying, check out my boy Rico, because he's doing his thing out here in Cali, you know what I'm saying, but he will be hitting the dirty, dirty South real soon, you know what I'm saying, and he will be making moves internationally. Just let them know. Let them know they need to go and cop this joint that we about to play right here on Bang Out Radio, for sure, all right? Can I get an amen
first
on that, man?
Amen.
All right. Well, we about to get y'all with. We got this song right here. Tell us about this, Rico. Rico featuring YG called Tip Money. Download Me.
Download Me?
Yeah.
Well, basically, you know, YG, you know, he just hit me up, you know, told me, you know, he wanted to jump in the studio with me, and he came over. We sit there for a little bit, collaborate on thoughts, and that's what came up.
Man, that's
it usually happens like that. I don't know what it be. It just usually it's like a magical feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear something, you're like, yeah. Okay, that's it right there. Okay, keep pushing and keep going. But that's normally how it happens.
Uh-huh. Man, I mean, we got to give it to the people right now. Y'all need to hear this track right here. Let's go. My boy Rico featuring YG. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Download Me.
I took a break on, I have two more songs I have to do for this album. Then once I'm done with these two songs, I have one that I want to do with L.A. Drina, VK, and More God. And then I have another one that I'm going to do And once I'm done with that, I'm putting that on pause for 1 second, maybe a few days, and then I'm going to my cousin, Say No More. She's coming out with a new album right now, and it's called I'm On. We just finished work on her project. We already like 4 songs into her project. So, you know, you can look her up on Twitter at Say No More Do on Twitter. Say it again.
I said, you're doing a double disc project?
No, I got my cousin. I'm working on her new album.
Okay.
And then that's, after I get through with her album, I'm going to do a mixtape. It's called I Am Legend.
Okay, that sounds fine right there. You know, I want to ask you too, you know, as far as your album is concerned, where will the listeners be able to copy your new album? You know, where are the locations you have it at?
I'm going to have it on SoundCloud.com. I'm going to have it on .piff. I think it's .piff.com. And
right.
I'm going to put it in a few other different websites that I look up that's going to be for free downloads, and I'm going to make sure people get them. And then I'm going to throw some links up on Facebook and Twitter where they can actually go and get them at.
Wow, that's giving back to the industry and to the fans out there, because, you know, you have everything it takes to just go ahead and sell that album, you know what I'm saying? And that's great that you're giving back to the industry to the fans out there like that, because, you know, you definitely got quality music right now. You definitely do, and you always have quality, but this album right here is about to kill game right here. And I want to give a shout out to all the people that I know that's listening to the show, and the people that's not, because I know they're going to go back and listen later.
Shout out to all y'all, even the ones that ain't listening. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to all my indie artists.
Shout
everywhere,
out to all
the fans. Shout out to my indie artists, all the fans out there that love good music. You know, I want to just give y'all a special shout out. I want to give a shout out to my boy B Man, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the damn thing
too.
Shout out
to B Man.
No, he getting it in, and every time I hear your name, I always associate him with you, because, you know, y'all do y'all thing together, you know what I'm saying, as well, you know. But you just well known in the artist arena, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to B Fly, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing right now.
Big
you know,
shout
I got
out
love for all of my artists out there that's doing the damn thing. Big Pep, all of y'all listening
Big
in to the show, I see y'all.
K-Y.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
QS,
and who you
want
to give a shout out to,
Rico?
Because you do better.
I would like to say a shout out. You know what I'm saying? First of all, big shout out to LA Drina, Bang Out Radio, Topaz Lachey, KY, Marley B, QS, Chuck Boogie, Big Peps, Dopey. I mean, Creative. I mean, the list just goes on. Say No More, Be Smooth. War God, PK, Star Mob, the whole entertainment. Everybody know I got love for them, man. I don't have no hate for nobody. I just work on my music. Some people, they get upset at me because they'll hit me up and ask me to do a song with them, and I don't do a song right then with them, and then they'll hear a song that a new artist featured with me, or I'm featuring a new artist, and then they'll start just going, like, attacking me on the internet or attacking the other person. It's like, it didn't come out like that. You know, if I didn't get around to your song, it's because I didn't get around to your song. It's not because I'm trying to put you down or I don't like you. It's because I didn't get around to that song. I haven't found something in the trick bag that fits for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I had a wonderful time recording this new song with Marley B. Marlena, you know, the new name. But, you know, I had so much fun. I haven't had fun in the studio in a while, and when she recorded with me, it was fun.
Right.
And
that's,
I can give shouts out to Marley B for that.
That's right. She will be calling in pretty soon, you know, to discuss this new hot joint with you. We about to take a few callers. Thank you for holding, all of y'all out there. Don't hang up. We got you right here. 0315, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
Hey, what's going on? It's Lady Truth, the Bowtie Divas.
That's
what it
right,
do, Lady Truth?
What's going on? I like that little joint y'all just played. That was hot. But I'm calling and give a shout out to the whole Fully Loaded Star Mob click. You know how I go down. Out here getting ready for this show tomorrow night.
Y'all right? That's what's up.
I'm getting ready hard.
Yeah,
but yeah,
man,
you doing your thing. I like what I hear. Maybe we can get together and work together in the future sometime. Kind of like
definitely.
On the same page, you know.
I'm willing to work with everybody, you know.
Right.
I'm definitely, you know, willing to do it. You know, just let me know. I throw out my info, how you can get in contact with me, and bam, we make it happen.
Most definitely.
Man, that's what's up with the truth. Truth, you trying to spit a hot one for us before you get off the air or what?
Yeah, let me see what I can get up for y'all real quick.
I'm going to
get y'all.
Huh?
She's
winning money back. She's grabbing money back off of her rhymes right now. So just check this chick out right here.
Yes.
For sure.
Check it out. Let's see. I spit fire with my lyrics when I step to the mic. I'm burning bitches with my fists whenever they want to fight. And I just might watch a nigga's house melt down. If you step to me wrong, I light it up and I'm gone. It ain't no stopping me. I'm too hot to hold the frosting bitches that's cold. With a heat wave like, oh, I'm not with playing no games. Niggas and bitches are the same to me. They don't mean shit to me. I'm all about my money, honey, and if anybody gets in my way, I use my bomb out skills to blow their ass away. And if you can't tell, I recommend you open up your eyes so all of y'all can see that I'm on fire. Hey.
Look at that. LA Trina, she already got me thinking of a song for.
All right.
You know, I appreciate you too, you know what I'm saying, Lady True, for, you know, calling in, supporting my boy Rico, doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, giving us
a lot of support. We all got to support each other because we all on the same mission. It's nothing. Ain't no time for hating and none of that. We all trying to do the same thing. You know what I mean? Everybody might feel like they better than the next, but when it all boils down, it's all about how you feel about your music.
Man, I'm not better than nobody, man. I'm just me.
Right.
I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not better than nobody.
And you're doing the damn thing.
I see, like, so many supporters out there, y'all. I want to say, you know what I'm saying, I commend y'all, you know what I'm saying, for doing what y'all do, you know what I'm saying? I already knew it was there anyway. But when it comes down to it, you know, we can talk all the smack in Antelope Valley we want to, but when it comes down to it, we already know where we stand at with this out here. I mean, ain't nobody messing with none of us. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know what I'm saying, we all going to support each other, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what's going on. And this is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I see the love, and I think that's what had me a little bit sensitive earlier. But we have a caller right here, caller 9954. You're live on Bengal Radio. What's good?
Oh, what's up with it? You feel me? This your boy, J-Bo, a.k.a. Tiny Bingo, Fully Loaded Records, a.k.a. Star.
Hey!
What it is like, you feel me? What it is like, Fully Loaded in the building, you know? I just been listening up, and I'm liking everything a nigga hear, like, right now, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's the business,
so
man. I just been listening up, waiting on my boy Yak and HP to get up in the building.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
How everybody living, like, what's going on? Like, man, everybody cool, you feel me?
Yeah, we straight, man. What are you thinking about this music we got on Bengal Radio today?
Man, you know, shit, it got to keep on going, you feel me? From everybody, you know, who be listening and everybody who be trying to give their talent up, you know, we always right here, you feel me? So we got to keep giving it up for what we could go for in the next move we could make, you know?
That's right.
Talking about.
Yeah. You know? So, with that being said, you know, I want to hit y'all with some more music, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep in rotation. When y'all press one to collide, you know what I'm saying? We don't have a special topic of discussion. I did want to hit, you know, bases on who was the most underrated MC, you know what I'm saying, out there in the game, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to call in and ask that question, let us know, 661-621-7559. You know, we got the good music,
today, you know what I'm saying? As usual, we always keep the hottest indie artists in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Caller 59, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good? 4269, you're live on air.
What's good, LA Greeners, K Wise, Lyrical Psycho? What's happening? What up, Rico?
Man, what's good with it?
Hey.
Man.
What it is live, everybody. What it is live?
Man. Man, you know it's live, K Wise. Always. Over here, you know, chilling, listening to the show, enjoying the wind for once that's blowing right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, self-ex in the house supporting.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's
radio,
what we always
you, Rico,
know,
LA Dreamer.
We
love self-ex.
Right. That's how we
do it. I got K-Wise on the phone. And I'm telling K-Wise I want to do a song with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When
we
going to get this song done?
Man, ASAP. You know how we do.
That's
ASAP.
Why I want to do a song for everybody, so everybody know there's something new coming with Rico and K-Wise. I just want to warn y'all right now, it got to be, we got to bring this back. Because me and K-Wise have been knowing each other for a long time. So we got to,
yeah.
We got to, you know, we rewind the tapes back a little bit and bring one for y'all.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
Yeah, we anticipating that, you know what I'm saying? So bring it out, bring it out. We trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's something I'm anticipating. You
I
know.
Look like
y'all
there.
Y'all
oh, I ain't
know
it was over there. I went on over too.
Also, we have some music right here. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything that's right here that you might want to hear right now? You know what I'm saying? We're going to be taking requests too from all the listeners that's listening in live. You know what I'm saying? If you got a Bang Out Radio song that you're trying to hear today, let us know what's good. You know what I'm saying? We right here and we listening in. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to have Marley B in the building in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So she can touch on that song called Touch. But can you just tell us what inspired that song anyway?
An actual text message just said touch. And I read this text message, and when I read this text message, I said, I'm going to make a song called Touch.
Right.
And I just started producing the beat. And
you on the text message?
Say it again?
I said, somebody just said, touch to you on a text message?
Someone texted me a text message, and that it had touch in it, and touch was abbreviated. So I took it and said, you know what, I'm going to make a song with this, and I just started forming a beat, and that's what came out.
I want
them all to know that all the music that they do hear me sing or all the music they hear me rap, I'm not writing anything. I'm just freestyling it. It's what I feel inside when I go up to the mic. And everyone who's worked with me know this is how I work. It's no gimmicks.
Yeah.
It's in my blood.
Yes, sir.
I truly believe that. Because I've seen you in action with your keyboard. Now, who taught you how to play the keyboard?
Oh, my God. You guys wouldn't even believe this. I mean, if I told y'all who taught me, you wouldn't even believe me. But I'll tell you, okay? You remember the group called GQ? They sang a song,
definitely.
I Do Love You?
Uh-huh.
Remember that old group, GQ? Well, the lead singer, name is Elgin. And when I was in prison, he taught me how to play the keyboard. I was just a singer playing the guitar in prison. And he said, you want to learn how to play the keyboard? Then I'll show you how to play the keyboard. So he just started showing me, and it stayed with me. When I came home, I just had to mandatorily grab a keyboard because I just felt that would make the music more hotter. When you're a keyboard player, your music becomes hotter.
Yeah.
You know where to put the changes at. But that's the honest truth right there.
How long did it take you to catch on to it?
It took me about, I'd say, 2 months. Once them 2 months passed, I knew the sound and the tone on the keys
and where they were at. So when I wanted them, I knew exactly where to go to hit them.
Wow.
And that's how it came up. It's just, yes, it was just natural. That's how it was with my singing. I just woke up one morning and said I wanted to sing, and I started trying to sing. And then I kept on trying and kept on trying. And then one day I woke up, and when I grabbed the towel to try to sing, it didn't come out scratchy no more. It was clear. And I was like, what the hell? And then, bam, after that, I just started practicing riffs and notes. And, bam, I started singing.
That's right, that's right. Well, we got some more music right here from you, you know what I'm saying? And surely but goody, we will be having Marley B on the show in the building. You know what I'm saying? But I got this track right here called When I Think of You by Rico. You know what I'm saying? We're about to hit y'all with that right here on Bang Out Radio.
When I'm out here on the floor, when I hear my favorite song, I think of you, I think of you, I think of you, I think of you. Don't nothing bring me closer to the beat. When I'm with you, when I'm with you, when I'm with you, when I'm with you. Girl, you are my sunshine, sunshine, my moonlight, moonlight. Girl, you bring joy to my life. When I'm with you, it's alright, 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 alright. Girl, take my hand and we can dance the night away. Girl, let's dance to the music, music, music. While we're dancing to the music, music, music. Girl, I'm checking out your groove, groove. DJ, keep on playing that song. I just wanna dance all night. Girl, while we on the floor and our bodies twisting around, we lost in the music. We lost in the music. Tell the DJ to turn it up and play the song one more time. Cause we groovin', cause we groovin'. Cause girl, you are my sunshine, sunshine, my moonlight, moonlight. Girl, you bring joy to my life. When I'm with you, it's alright, 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 alright. Girl, take my hand and we can dance the night away. Girl, dance to the music, music, music. While we're dancing to the music, music, music. Girl, I'm checking out your groove, groove. DJ, keep on playing that song. I just wanna dance all night.
All right, all right, all right. Now I want y'all to follow me after the dance. I'm gonna teach y'all how to do it. It's very easy. All you have to do is repeat after me.
Now put your left leg out, out, and put your right leg out, out, and turn it on around, round. Now take it low to the ground, ground. Now bring it up, 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 bring it up. Now bring it up, bring it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now introduced into Rico, the land of love.
Girl, I'm checking out your groove.
grooving. DJ, keep on playing that song. I just wanna dance all night.
Yeah, so what did y'all think about that? We got a lot of listeners listening in to the show. Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's the deal?
What's up, y'all? It's Marley B in the building, you know. I had to definitely call in when I heard my version of Step in the Name of Love 2011. You feel me? Real talk, I consider Rico, I do. I consider him to be like R. Kelly. Real talk. You know?
And I try to have fun with
it. Just got the cornrows and that weird facial hair R. Kelly you had going on. That's Rico is R. Kelly. I really don't think anything goes right for R. Kelly or something. You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly might need to learn something from Rico.
Man, that's
I'm going to give it R. Kelly the man. I'm working there. I'm working at it. One thing that I don't give up, though. I don't give up.
That's right. I see that you put a lot of energy into this album, you know, like I said, for the people out there that's listening in and just now tuning to the show. Can you give them the link to where they can pick up the music at?
Well, right now they can go to Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? www.reverbnation.com/Rico310. And what I'm going to do is post up some links on Twitter.
Oh, we got somebody playing music in the background.
If they want to look me up, they can look me up on Facebook, too. They can go to Rico Ravel, and that's RIKORAVAL. If they want to look at that, you know, they can check out all my links, and we can go from there. And I'll send them I can direct them exactly where they need to go to download it at. Everything is going to be free. I want them to know that I'm giving them music. I'm designing this to feel good to them. I don't need your money. But I do need your heart.
Right.
I need your heart.
I feel you on that.
So let us know, Marley B and Rico, I see y'all been making magic together with this music thing. And I just want to tell y'all, I mean, if y'all haven't heard that song, Touch by Rico featuring Marley B, man, that song right there is hot. You know, I want to know if y'all can just let us know what inspired y'all to get together for a collab and everything.
Well, Rico hit me up one day and said that he had a song, a melody in mind, you know, a baby maker, something that, you know what I'm saying, we could just vibe on and just go from there. And so one thing led to another, and the track made magic.
The track was inspired. It was born.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. The harmony was so sick on that track. It was like, it just makes people want to just rethink everything they thought about before they started singing. Like, for real, the new generation of singers out there right now, a lot of them don't put their energy into their music like that. So I got to just say, I listened word for word, you know, bar for bar, you know what I'm saying, lyric for lyric, and I'm looking and I see that, you know, it's no flaws in this right here. And not just that, but y'all were a perfect harmony, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear more music from y'all too, together. So I'm going to just let everybody know what we talking about, you know what I'm saying? That touch, you know what I'm saying?
And let them know.
You know what I'm saying? That touch right there, you know, I got to let y'all hear that right here on Bang Out Radio.
I'ma touch your body, girl, like
like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. Boy, I'ma touch it, touch it. When I touch your body, when I touch your body, there'll be no interruption, rush, no interruption.
So then I get you to your face. I'ma take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it, baby.
Don't try to hide
it all. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'm touching on you, and I'm touching on you, babe.
You're touching on me,
touching,
girl, why are we playing this touching game?
What are you doing?
Do what are you doing? You do the same.
Ooh, baby.
I'ma touch your body, body. You won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
Yeah, if y'all just now tuning into the show, you're rocking with your girl, L.A. Dreena. I got my boy, Rico 310.
What
in the building off my girl, Marlena B. Tucker.
Yay,
Marlena
yay.
B. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is right there. Man,
what's
we
good?
Really vibing to this show. We vibing to this, y'all. So, I mean,
did y'all like that
caller right here?
My
yeah,
first time
y'all
trying to get sexy on track.
We want to hear your opinions about this hot track
my
right
first
here.
Time.
This first
trying
one,
to get sexy
you
on track, so y'all got to give me some feedback.
Hey, this is caller 9947. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What it do? What it do?
What it
Who
do? What's
good
with you?
It's your boy, Semiato Denali, coming through. Repping the best of all your
family. In the building.
Man, the music is sounding real good. It seems like artists is out there really, really stepping up the craft, really treating that shit like, you know what I'm saying, art to be treated.
Yeah,
it's
like an art.
I think that there's a lot of that, you know, because, like, when we have artists that run their P's and Q's about their music and they showing that they taking this game serious, you know, you can't help but to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? It just inspires you, you know, when you see artists like that that's, like, putting their full 100% into everything they drop. That's inspiration for me because it makes me want to take my time on my music and, you know, make sure I'm doing the right thing, you know, before I just throw anything out there, you know. And so I respect
that. Have you noticed that, like, you know, when the show first started, you know what I'm saying, it was like a test run, so Cass was throwing out, you know what I'm saying, whatever, just to, you know what I'm saying, get some rotation. But I think right now from the song play that I've heard since the beginning of this show right here, I mean, it seemed like Cass was really, you know, even before I throw something out, I'm going to take my time with it. I'm going to baby that shit and make sure that shit sound good. And what I've been hearing, man, it's been like, wow, you know what I mean?
And I see y'all, you know what I'm saying, out there. You too, Timmy, you know what I'm saying? You hot track over here, you know what I'm saying, called Fade to White, you know what I'm saying, that I'm digging and I'm feeling like, for real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
the video's going to be bananas, though. I mean, what inspired me to really do the track is just
What's going on, but when is the video?
There's so much truth within the track, you know what I'm saying? So with the video, I just want to just give people the visual of exactly what I'm talking about. And the video is definitely going to be hot, something to look forward to.
When is that?
Yeah, man, Rico, I see you out there, man, doing your damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Rico, one thing I could personally say about Rico is, like, he once Rico got a vision in his head, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't the type of cat that be talking about shit and just letting shit just sit. When he talk about it, he go get it. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I like.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I like about dude.
Yep, that's true. He came and picked me up
here
for the track.
I love that. I love that energy. You know what I'm saying?
I love that energy myself.
Everything you see coming, you know what I'm saying?
I want to, you know, let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? The video shoot for the Touch song is coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I believe it's September 9th. Am I correct?
September 9th, yes. September 9th through the 10th. I told everybody on Grind Network about it. You know, I wanted to be a bunch of dudes in this video, the concept that I got, you know what I'm saying, for the green screen. So, yeah, I need y'all to hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Send me a picture of my phone or something. Just don't send me a picture of your dick. I just want to see what you look like in your body. I don't need to see below the waist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'd rather see your calves. Don't you do that.
Hey,
or you automatically disqualified, and I'm going to forward it to my freakiest homegirl.
That one, because you already know niggas going to try to do that shit, too. Yeah, for real, you want me to send you a picture, huh? You already sent you a picture.
Right, that's where I said it, because I already know, I know the power of sending a picture. Don't you do that, boy.
You just gotta take it to me. Nigga sending you a picture
man, I look forward to working with you on that.
Like, this ain't going to be in the video.
You know what I'm saying? I look forward to working on you with that Office Love shit, too, man. I know that's going to be a banger, man, something everybody needs to look out for.
It's
going to
be a banger, and I'm getting on it, Simi.
Yeah, man.
I'm definitely getting on it. Big shouts out, too. Big shouts out. Y'all know what it is, Simi Auto. So give shouts out to fam.
He
can do his thing.
Gotta get it.
And go check him out.
We've been getting it in Simi Auto Studio, too. Green is going crazy over some money right now, folks.
I don't know.
What, Touch?
Who likes that shit?
What's good?
Oh, my
it's your boy,
What's happening, like, yeah?
Whenever y'all hear that, what's happening, like, you already know that must be a fully loaded nigga. What's happening, like? You feel me, like?
What's happening, like?
Hey, that's somebody playing the TV show.
Boy, are you coming
in a tunnel right now?
I feel that all the time. What's happening, like?
What's happening, like? I'm talking about.
What's happening, like? We can't hear you, man.
Okay.
They playing the drum for us.
Your
phone tripping, bro.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I want you to like replay it.
Yeah, try to call back in again. You know what I'm saying? Cause so we can hear you and all that. You know what I'm saying? My boy,
hey,
so,
tell
them
we'll put this on. We got love.
Say what?
We're going to have to mute him.
We're in traffic right now, but I'm about to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? We still got a lot of music, you know what I'm saying, that's got to be in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm about to get y'all with, you know what I'm saying? And come back, call in live, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you where it's enough reception, though. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. Shout out to my whole team, Star Mob, Fully Loaded. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I'm about to hit y'all with a new joint right here. You know what I'm saying? My boy right here doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I got to give it up to my boy Semiato one time, you know, so y'all can see what he's working with. You know, Faith White right here on Bang Out
Radio.
Hey, what the difference is? Holding my disc, my loading my pistol. I'm aiming, yeah, I'm popping at you. Show me what the difference is. Holding your disc, your loading your pistol. I'm aiming and you popping at me. I'm on my grown man, approach the age of wisdom. Suck a duck or evade the ways of simple. Lost raiders set ablaze. What they say is civil. It will be missed by most. Motivate the victim. Call me the reason. For the reason weather changes, truth behind the side effects of a decent medication. I make it hell on these toes, recorders and nickels. Give them advice to go, and you better got more potential. Gotta get it, for my time is up. Death is only promised to those who don't intend on living afterwards. Count your blessings, observe the curses, dismount the hexes with words that nurture. Got my lawnmower, spot wherever snakes loose. Kids in the yard playing hangman, cutting Satan's noose. Enjoy now while we still are able to live in peace or let the beast roar. Will I die in murder? Product of him, desisted and destroyed. My destiny can be consoled through a Ouija board. Holla at my ancestors, shaka like a midi core. Divine devout predecessor, rising out of city floor. Cancer and AIDS without the bandana hat from Manhattan or Navy Beret. They say be quiet and cower like and watch what you say in response. I'm sorry, but we aren't necessarily built that way. Pay to see your own kind for a quick buck, sell you to a slave ship. Yep, that frame of mind. My boss still here, man. The last time she checked, gave her a tip. Keep up the extraordinary neck. Genetically aboriginal warriors. Therefore, the flash of a pistol perhaps is an issue. Does not worry us. Like a true student, you're missing the principle. This isn't the instance of dissing you. Keep kissing you to listen to truth. This is in the middle, dude. Don't consider the interloops while the torture your soldiers support you. Pretending your general cross me. Aim high, man, bang, stay silent. The death will dumb you down and they my not name. I'ma show you what the difference is. Holding my kiss, holding my kiss. My name and yeah, I'm popping. Show me what the difference is. Holding your kiss, holding your kiss. Aiming at you, popping at me. Aiming to be popping to the floor, Lord, come. Aiming to be popping to the floor.
get up.
They want me rush hour 405 stuff. But I'm like my driver's monster truck, the wise is who I ain't with. Don't understand the hate, huh? I don't speak the language. You know when I hear it though, maybe it's better for me. The world can break your spirit, so comes with the territory. Living in these days and times, I hope you know the great. Cause I came to pour the wine with a plate for thought, create energy for the grind. Stay focused till I rise, I leap with faith. I open umbrellas inside to show you superstitions are awake. No a cat on a mission. Great space, nobody believe my vision. I follow my intuition, now it's taking place. I see them showing faith. You like a fire swimming. I see them pretty gas.
Yes. I'll show you what the difference is. Holding my hands, holding my hands. Say my name and get my top. Show me what the difference is. Holding your hands, holding your hands. Aiming at you, popping at me. Holding my fist, loading my fist, my name and yeah, I'm popping at you. Show me what the difference is. Holding your fist, loading your fist, aiming at you, popping at me.
Aiming that we popping to the Lord, Lord, aiming that we popping to the Lord, Lord, aiming that we popping to the Lord, Lord, aiming that we popping.
Serving up the hottest beats.
Hottest
beats. With the hottest DJ. The hottest DJ.
Yeah, that was my boy, Semiotto.
Semiotto.
We got some more Rico music for y'all, too, on the show. And don't go nowhere. We're about to get into, you know what I'm saying, a mega blend of a lot of different indie artists out there that's doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, that sent their music in this week. We got y'all in rotation right here on the show. You know what I'm saying? So don't trip. We're going to get y'all in. You know, Rico, I want to know, as far as your career is concerned, where do you see yourself at a year from now?
Okay, I'm going to answer that. Before I answer that, I just want to give another shout-out to Semiotto. Song was hot. I want to give that shout-out now. On the other question, I say within the next year, I'm going to plan to reach for 106 and Park. This year, just coming up, I'm going to put myself under a real tight management team, and I'm going to make that management team work for me so hard to get me into all type of events and push myself. I'm going to do 90% promotion, 10% music.
That's
and
right.
This is all my focus. My only focus is music. And
right.
in your family, somebody has to stop the family, what they call it, like when you're going through poverty. If you have a family that's going through poverty or you're going through, you don't have a lot of money, somebody has to stop that. And before I want to be that legend, the person that when it comes to that and the person says, who changed that? I want my family to be able to look at that porch on the wall and point and say, he did. And that dude also went to jail. That dude also was in juvenile hall. That dude also was bad as hell. But that dude changed, wrote a book, told a story about his life, sung his heart out. But that's the dude who turned everything around.
Yeah,
that's my sole purpose to music.
That's right.
It ain't just me doing music. It's a story behind it.
That right there is deep right there, you know, and I just want to say, you know, you can tell, you know, that's real genuine coming from somebody that have major love for their family. And when you got that kind of love within for your own family like that, that's the only way you can possibly show love to others, you know. So with that being said, I would like to ask you in the future, how are you willing to use your blessings, you know, of the industry to help other artists, in which I already know that you've done so already in this industry, but as you advance to the next level of the game, you know, how do you feel that you can be an asset to others out there?
Well, basically what I'm planning to do is with every artist that I work with, I'm planning to bring out the best in them. When they get around me, I'm going to be jumping up and down in the studio. I'm going to make them feel who they are as a person. And that's going to bring the best out to want them to strive to hit that better note or do that track over again to make it better. I'm going to store that in them when they come work with me.
They're
going to want to do music when they leave in a better fashion. They ain't just going to want to do music. They're going to say, no, it has to be done like this because this is the way it's supposed to go.
Right.
So, I want to bring out the best in all of them. Whoever come work with me, they going to know.
How would you say, you know what I'm saying, if you had anything that you could, you know, as far as advice is concerned, that you would love to give to any artists out there that's aspiring to do what you do, what would you say to them?
No matter what goes on in your life, do not give up on your dream. Okay, you can make it when you're 60 years old. If you give up when you're 40, you'll never know when you was going to make it. So never give up on what you believe in. If this is what you believe in and it's in your heart, you keep doing it. No matter what's around you or what's in your atmosphere, your focus will be on music. I got homies. I can go out and kick it. I can be at the club. I can be partying. But I choose to spend my time in the studio. I get that joy when I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
And plus, I save money. I ain't broke spending with the club.
You talk about balancing your personal life from your business life.
Yes. Say it again.
I said, how do you manage your business life and your personal life within this music industry? Do you separate the two? Or is it kind of intertwined together, or how do you create a balance within?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I've really been giving the studio more of my time. I mean, I've spent time with my family. I love them, but somebody has to stop it.
Can I ask that same question?
You know? Say it again.
No, I said, could I answer that same question?
Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely.
I would say to me, things that I have been through in life, you know, personal or whether it was a close friend of mine, has always affected me emotionally. And since my music, you know, basically my R&B music is like an emotional outlet for my soul, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that it intertwines as far as like the actual situations affect my music, but I can say that it inspires me to be more honest and truthful with the lyrics that I write, because all my songs I've written, or, you know, me and my little sister have written together. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be true stories, whether it's something I personally went through or I knew someone, you know, extremely close to me that went through it, you know. So I would say that is kind of intertwining the two.
I understand that.
Yep.
But I love what I do. I'm going to say that. I love what I do.
Yes.
And
yes,
somebody got to make the change.
Say.
So I'm that person that has to make the change because I work on my talent to be the best. So while I'm working on that, change for my family. They're going to still love me. I know they are.
Yep.
And
when I do
love on them, I love on them strong. When I do spend time with them, I'm there spending time with them.
Yeah.
So it's a win and a lose situation when you do music. So you just got to know, you know what I'm saying, how you're going to balance it out. And for me, studio is where I have to be. That's just me being real.
Yeah, that's real talk right there, you know. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, about our industry. I think I posted something about that on my status today because I'm like, you know, when it comes to my family, I'm still trying to get them to understand, you know, about the hard work and effort you got to put into it. Don't mean I'm ignoring you just because I'm not talking to you every day like I used to. It just means that we're on our grind harder. You know, we're grinding for the better of the family, you know. And I've been trying to get people to understand that. If you're in this game, this is a 24-hour-a-day job. It don't end here. When I go home from Bengal Radio, I'm still working for Bengal Radio because I'm still connecting and communicating with artists. That's the same thing with my music career. It's like you're still working this thing nonstop. People are still going to be responding to you, contacting you, giving you new projects to work on and stuff of that nature. So
emailing you.
Yeah, and then you beat, didn't you, next song, everything.
It's like, once you make it to that point that you can sit on the island for 3 weeks or a month and pop bottles with your family, they gotta appreciate that in the future, because we're working so we can be on an island with you, with just our family
not,
on the island
not,
and friends. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, but
and
right
not
now, the ground starts
island,
right here.
Right.
It starts right here, you know. We have a caller in. We got caller.
Caller, radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, LA Karina? What's up, Molly T? What's up, what's this, Rico? Rico?
What's up with you?
What's up, man? They played like four of your songs. Yeah, out of four, I'm liking three. So I can't wait till the album come out to see what you got going on. So, you know.
An honest man.
The shit you got going on, it's rocking. Plus, y'all going to have to play that touch again one more time.
That shit had me amped up.
I was already writing down 16 right there for that. Even if it don't make it on there, I was already shot it down already on some real shit. So keep on doing what you do, man.
Good looking.
All right.
Thank
and thank y'all. Keep on doing what y'all doing, because y'all niggas, I feel like when I'm at work, I ain't working. I swear to God. Y'all keep me entertained, for real. Niggas be out here for this shit. I just what's today? Monday? Supreme, my brother? What's Tuesday? What, three? What's next? Okay, let's get on it, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly, let's go. Thursday, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get it. But
that's right.
AV, stand up. Y'all keep it together. I represent y'all niggas. When y'all come on, send that shit to me so I can put it on my blog on Facebook too. So I can keep on having niggas keep on listening to y'all shit, let y'all know there's something out here.
Who is this again?
What's your name?
Oh, y'all forgot, this is MKD. MKD all day.
MKD.
Big shout out.
Doing his thing. That's what's up. We appreciate all your love and support, man. You already know we holding you down out here. You know what I'm saying? While you doing your thing and making your moves out there. And not just you, my boy Yak the Ripper, you know, he calls in, but he be on the road a lot. He be from ATL to Cali, back and forth, you know what I'm saying, in between states and stuff. And he makes time to call in for the show every day. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to give you a shout-out, too, out there, Yak, who was going through a tunnel that we couldn't hear. But I think he just came out of the studio with Mr. Pills earlier from the 404.
Right.
But he's really from, you know what I'm saying, that South Central L.A., you know what I'm saying, area. And he does his thing, with it, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to, you know, give you a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, man, because you always come through and support us, you know, and you already know we got love for you right here at Bengal Radio.
Yeah, most doubt.
Right.
Shout out to Verge, shout out to Glenn, shout out to everybody that's listening in, you know, even the ones that ain't listening, they soon will tune in, because I'm going to make sure them niggas hear y'all asses. Just keep on going with the music and keep on going with the... with everything. Y'all shit is live, for real.
Big shout out to MKG.
That's right. Man, that was good. You know, and since we're talking about the 202 area in the East Coast, shout out to all the listeners here, you know what I'm saying, on the coast that I know that y'all listening in. My boy, you know what I'm saying, doing his DJing thing, you know, out there in that brick city, holla at your girl, you know what I'm saying. I just want you to know we are here. And, you know, we holding you down, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, bang out who we do, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, my boy Rico, you know what I'm saying, you do a lot with this whole, you know, arena of entertainment. You got your production, you got your music, you've been holding it down, you've been focused, you've been making tracks hot every which way but loose, you got the collabs on deck, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing your thing, you know, and we just wish you the best with all that you endure, you know what I'm saying, all your future endeavors, you know what I'm saying. And I believe in you, man, and I know that you will be where you want to go, you know what I'm saying. So just keep doing what you do, man.
We got some more Rico music right here for y'all.
Good looking, man. Nelly Dream.
Play that body.
Your face. Request.
What's the name of it?
I'm So Fresh by Fully Loaded.
I'm So Fresh by Fully Loaded. That's right. Got you right here.
That's what it do. Drop it.
So fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh.
No pill, I keep popping in here. Get your bitch open, make it on. I be hopping in there. Yeah, so same though, nothing like these rainbows. All color kicks and whips, no rainbow. All coming rich for chips. Cocaine, propane, hoes, shorty going down. No rainbow, spikes off the needle. Only fuck the real dime. Ice cubes in the watch, look at how I feel now. Yes, I'm super fly, haters like the suicide. Easy, I'm laughing to the bank, I'm a goofy guy. Hey. And I'm looking for the group account. Doors open sideways, two commit suicide. You know I'm just a mess when you bitch on the road, cause I'm fresher than a fresh.
I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh.
Who the
ring. Yeah. Send me directly to enemy field. When enemies kill, the lyrics are ill. Through the albums and cinema.
Twitter and they want to find me, you can hit me at Rico, R-I-K-O 310, Rico 310. Facebook is Rico Ravel, that's R-I-K-O R-A-V-A-L, Rico Ravel, if you want to look me up on Facebook. And on Reverb Nation, you can go to Reverb Nation / Rico 310, that's how you can find me. If you want to hit me up, if anybody's trying to do some collabs, you know, just hit me up. You can hit me up at my Gmail. My Gmail is 310rico@gmail.com. So, again, that's 310rico@gmail.com. So, if you send me an email, you know what I'm saying, you got something you want me to bless or you want me to have an input on or an idea you want me to, you know, see what I can come up with, don't be afraid to hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with everybody. I don't have no problems with nobody. I'd like to give a special shout-out to L.A. Drina, Topaz, Bang Out Radio, Marley B, K-Wise, QS, Chuck Boogie, E-Sharp, Dopey, Desiree, PK, War God, Say No More, Right. B-Smooth. I mean, the list goes on, you know what I'm saying? Semi-Auto, Tiny that got on today. I want to give a shout-out to everybody because I got love for everybody. They know how to hit me up, especially a shout-out to my girl B-Fi and Creative. You know what I'm saying? If they want to hit me, they know how to do it, you know, and go there.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. This guy right here, he's doing his thing right here. I appreciate all of y'all that listening to the show today. Y'all really, really got a major thing going on with the support system out here. And, you know, I just want to tell y'all, you know, that's how it's supposed to be done. And, you know, make sure if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you're any artist out there that's trying to get your shine on and you need something to be promoted, hit me up with Drina.BingoRadio@gmail.com. Inbox me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/PureDish. That's PureDish. Watch out for that new video that's coming out with Rico and Marley B. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know, if you're a hot body, hard body, whatever, make sure you inbox one of them, you know what I'm saying? Because this is about to be the sexiest video of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say one thing before I go? I want to give out a big special shout out to B-Man. That go out to my nigga.
Man, so. That's what's up with it. Yeah, shout out to B-Man doing his thing. He already know what
you
it
know
is.
What I'm saying B-Man and Jay Cribs. Jay Cribs and B-Man. I want to give a big shout out to them. They doing their thing, and I just want to let them know that if they ain't hearing from me personally, you're hearing it from me right now personally. So that shout go out to them.
That's right. In fact. Of them, you know what I'm saying? We got a track right here. Jay Cribs featuring the Outlaws, you know what I'm saying? B-Man slid me this track right here. This dude has been working so hard in the industry right now, you know what I'm saying? Our lives are like roller coasters in this industry, and we do it, you know what I'm saying? And we fall back for a minute, but when we come back, we come back harder than we came the last time. So check this track out right here, and we got to rock with some more, you know, Rico music. We got a blend, a hellified blend for y'all, you know what I'm saying, of the indie artists, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing right here on Bang Out Radio. But don't you go nowhere. Check this track out right here.
Yeah, I rep the Israeli motherfuckers, this is death to me. Haters go with haters, but they won't, it's the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters go with haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Now raise your glass, now let's toast to what we didn't have. Hustle plus muscle equals success, I did the math. I'm like a hawk when he pitch, about to feel my wrath. Them girls leave with me, there ain't no telling if she's coming back. It's a cold world, but it won't defeat me. If you knew where I came from, none of y'all believe me. Half of them stressing me, the ones that got it easy. Old baby ass nigga still stuck on the city. I don't got a matching boy, I ain't broke up rich. You niggas on that bullshit, I stacked up on my own whip. I ain't cry about it, I'm just really on some hustle shit. Cause Dutton Davis, we the niggas y'all don't wanna rumble with. Put a pound in my hand, but I double that. Infatuated with the drug gang, but I love the rap. Devin has some breaking records, watch a nigga run it back. As if I'm Jared Allen,
yeah,
I'm lying, yeah. Yeah, I rep certain daily motherfuckers, this is death to me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
Cold world, but you never get the best of me. My verse is worth a million, you niggas just don't compare to me. Sitting on your so-called skill is so embarrassing. I control the game like the Sony DualShock 3. But, fuck the pleasantries and introduction. Consider me an alien and rappers been abducted. I never needed a manual or your lame instruction. Armageddon on the mic and you just met destruction. With a mic and a beat, better than that. My flow, can't match that, can't stop. I'm on a fast track, I'm wrong, and we can bet that. Flow cold, make ice look nice, I roll no doubt with a cat that. On the block every day with my nigga Jay Cribs, and then what it is, how you like that? Big dog in the game, I hope you get the picture. I'm a beast off the chain and let me loose, nigga. You rappers, mannequin plastic, action figure. Toy soldiers in the flesh,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I rep certain daily motherfuckers, this is death to me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
Look, Ilko,
OG. Yeah. Sitting on Bluetooth. Gotta stay strong minded. Weak niggas loose.
Okay.
Old head told me, can't take money, then use it.
Yeah.
All you gon' ever do is come up with excuses. I'ma pay the cost to be the boss if the price right. Paint my whip all black. Call that bitch midnight.
Yeah.
Give your chick hard dick. Struck her with that steel pipe. Gotta live life young before we hit that midlife. I rope around my city. Rope with the tenant. I'm like, fuck the world and all the haters in it. You gotta take the bad with the good. That's just life. Coming where I'm from, what's so wrong?
It's so high.
My mama always told me, live life because the bullets. Always stay moving because I'm trying to dodge these bullets.
Yeah.
I get on both knees and thank God for blessing me. It's a cold world.
Project. I call it the Raw Beauty and Real Brains project. That's my R&B project, y'all.
That's what's up. And with that being said, I'm about to give y'all some more Rico music, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio.
Right.
So we're right here.
Have fun on Rico Day.
Exactly. This is the Rico Takeover show.
I said we have fun on Rico Day. We got Bang Out with Hijack by Rico Music.
And all the listeners out there, make sure you reshare this interview and all the future interviews, because we're about to start making it hot. We want to only interview artists that's really grinding in the industry. If you're really grinding and you have dedication to music, we want you on Bang Out Radio. Okay? If you don't value your career, then we don't want you on the show. But if you grinding, we want you because we want you to inspire the other hard grinding artists out here on Bang Out Radio. So do us a favor and keep supporting us, and we're going to keep supporting you. And we're about to hit y'all with some more Rico. This one is War God featuring Rico. And then I got some more Rico music right here on Bang Out Radio.
Much
we're
love,
all
life.
Today.
Much love, life entertainment. Bianca Tees, I love you, boo. You know what I'm saying? Anybody need global marketing promotion to me? Yeah. You know?
Why not? Shit. Rico shit high. It's banging all day. Bang Out Radio.
That's all right.
Bang Out Radio, boo.
Coast to coast instrumental. All you idiots running around saying we's a disgrace. So we in front of the line, we winning the race. The biscuit wheat head, she never my taste. I bust in the face, eat a nut scraping the plate. Yo, you niggas is fake and we the monsters. Like Jake the Snake, pound the pussy a plate. Chopping dimes and cake, it's not the turn so away. Yo, I lean back from the soldier clap when I clap. Hit your ass right in your back, yeah, and that's real Jack. We pretty boy Mac, star of my style, we bringing out the Big Mac. That's 20 cars, 20 niggas, 20 trucks. You do the multiplication to find out what you facing. You facing the one, the God, star of my war, gotta rep the shit so hard. Ha ha ha, LOL, holla back, bitch. Ha ha ha, LOL, holla back, bitch. Ha ha ha, LOL, holla back, bitch. Grown ass man with a mind of his own. So gonna miss me with the bullshit, even though I rock blazes. Your boy keep a full clip and a sharp ass sword in case a nigga bored. Go upside your head, split the shit like I'm a joy. Joy, joy, boy, boy, I don't play home. I ride with big boys, dog, you better stay home. And screw them gang, stay in your lane, it's hard to change. You see your boy got plenty. Keep a bad dame on my lap, called Trinity. Trinity, Neo, Matrix, Hero. Lift that weight, and now I'm balling up a kilo. Now add another zero, that's a Sino. Thank God for my Spanish broad, the girls are Leo. And my fam, who be holding me down? Star Mob is my team, war got touchdown, nigga. Ha ha ha, LOL, holla back, bitch. 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 Holla back, bitch. When I be in the club, you know I'm shining home like some brand new dust. Yeah, do my thing, bitch. Yeah, you know it shine. Fuck that shit. I be on your mind. Yeah, I'm on my grind. I push you one time. Ain't gotta say shit. They know I'm on mine. Push my hands up. I tell them throw them up. I keep the club pumped. You know I keep them pumped. Like a shotgun. When it's in your chest, I'm a blast homie. I put them to the rest. I put them to the rest. I put them to the rest. They call me with the West. Fuck the best. I'm the nigga on the West trying to do my shit. I tell a motherfucker holler back through the clip. When it's shot on a nigga, I can take a bitch. I'm time to back, I can do it where you want shit. Ha ha ha, LOL, holler back, bitch. 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 Ha ha ha, LOL, holler back, bitch.
My game's stupid nice. I live a hustler style. You live a loser's life. I maneuver right.
savvy enterprise. Yes, I specialize in sliding cocks right between a bitch's sexy thighs. Call Hell's Angels, cause I'm hella fly. Dope for show, so ferocious on the low. In my zone and I'm so focused on the dope. I do numbers, bring the thunder. Let it rain, let it drip, we ain't no suckers. We get funky for the chips like some Funyuns. About my money, a gorilla, fuck a monkey. Savvy done it high.
Don't holler at girls, girls holler at me.
Yeah.
I don't go dollars, never throw them at me.
Never.
Can't conceive it, yes, yeah, it might be. Cause my chain's so bright, Stevie Wonder might be. Drinking is a topic, money is my object. Haters go movie, pull my gators out the closet.
I ain't flip or key, but I'm starched and creased. I don't fuck with little kids like I'm Archie Lee. Bitch, pardon me, but the game runs slick through my veins and my motherfucking arteries. It's a part of me, nowhere near snitching. That's far from me, I got an armory. A young nigga's hustling, we go hard for cheese. And I fuck with a mob of stars and G's. Steal your shit and then sell it, grand larceny. Posted, eyes open, live cautiously. Motherfucker, you ain't no stopping me. Niggas live on the bottom, ain't no topping me.
Money is my object. Haters go make me pull my gators out the closet. Tailor made outfits, hollering at a thick chick. 1 hour late, I'm gonna mess up her lipstick.
When she came to the studio, looking for a baller. Yes, I wanna fuck, so you know I'm gonna call her. Man, they fell in love with the studio. About to take them down, black and white, like an Oreo. Think she got a man, but she loving how I make her pee. If she gotta choose, then you know she choosing me. So tell your hoe, don't be up in the club. Cause I'ma find her, and you know I'm a fuck. I got it. Bro, got a lot, enough to make you ride on top. Like bang, 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 bend it over, snap them cheeks. Whoa, where did you meet her? Mabel Tango last week, like
pissing is a topic. Money is my object. Haters gon' make me pull my gators out the closet. Taylor Rain outfit, hollering at a big chick. 1 hour late, I'm gon' mess up her lipstick.
So they say an hour after that, I had to get a lipstick. Talking to the wolves, you can call that real pimp shit. Move to the next room, the warfare on that new dick. Screaming fresh daddy.
Once again, thank y'all for listening in to the show. Thank you so much, Rico, you know what I'm saying, for everything. Make sure y'all tune in to Molly B's What's Up Wednesday tomorrow.
That's right.
That's right. And we're signing off. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. Hit me up later. Let
Shout
me know what y'all
think
of the artist. For sure. So we out of here. Thanks again. Good night. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Have a blessed.